In April of 2012, Ball State announced it would build a hotel and restaurant complex on McKinley Avenue next to campus in an area called the Village. McKinley Commons would feature two restaurants and a hotel to be run by Ball State students. But the university first had to buy a local printing business, Hyatt Printing. When the owners would not sell by November, Ball State Board of Trustees decided to pursue an eminent domain case. During that November meeting, Board Vice President Frank Hancock says the project would be good for the university and for Muncie.
I think in this case, it's the right thing to do for the university. I think it's the right thing to do for the city of Muncie. In all honesty, I think it's a good thing for the business owner.
Late Thursday evening, Ball State officials announced the school would cease eminent domain proceedings. In an email, Ball State spokesman Tony Proudfoot said that while Ball State believes the project would be of great benefit to the university community, the school will step back and consider options in a different location. According to Proudfoot, a Delaware County court appraised the Hyatt Printing property at $375,000. Ball State says the Hyatt family wanted to sell the property to the school for $1.3 million. Chris Hyatt could not be reached for comment, but earlier this year he discussed Ball State's eminent domain case with reporters at WCRD, Ball State's student radio station.
They've brought forth this development, and marketed it in a pretty shrewd manner, and so they've brought forth this mediation effort, and they work under the pretense that they are entitled to take the property. Our position at this point in time is they're not entitled for the take.
Hyatt Printing has two locations in Muncie. The North McKinley location has been in operation since 1985. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.